today, but there may inyan le'inyan v'oisa inyan in arkois shal akum. I call it inyan le'inyan v'oisa inyan because essentially it's not dealing with a tshuva for Menashe Klein, but the inyonim that he raises in a tshuva that's published. I don't know how to pronounce the name of the sefer. Is it Mishnah Halach? Is Mashnah Halach? Is it? I don't know what the word is in Lashon Kodesh, but it's a play on Menashe. No, Menashe Halachis. The one tshuva there dealing with the legal profession and whether you can be a juror or a judge in Arkoy Shalakum. And there's the same, almost the same material reprinted in a different kuntras by the same name. Needless to say, he says that it's absolutely awesome. But what I want to deal with is first the problem of whether it's permissible either to call a Jew to a non-Jewish court without exasiru, a person who is Navarian, Mefursim, and of course, as part of the same problem, whether the Eirich Din is Eivron Lifni Iver or Messiah the Eivri Aveira, basically it seems to be over Vashona and Nasa Keheter, that when you're dealing with people who aren't Shomrei Mitzvah, you don't have to go through the rigmarole of getting a Hazmona to a Bezdin and a Ksar Siruv. They go straight to Tarkoy Shal Akum, and it's pretty much Ein Peitze Pe Umetzavtzeh. I'll come back to that in the end of the first part of the problem. First of all, it seems that there is an absolute chiyuv to send, to be mazmin even an akum to Beis Nishol Yisrael, and not to go to our Kodesh Shel Akum even when the nitva is an akum. The source is actually a shiltis, but if you want a secondary reference, there's one sefer called Divrei Hagoyinim. The Dayonim use the sefer Divrei Hagoyinim, particularly Dayonim Me'eretz Hogor, but it has a lot of interesting information. And in this, in Simin Nun Beis Ois Tesvov, he quotes the Shiltis, Afilim Akum Osa Lodin Nehem, and he brings the Shiltis in Parshas Mishpotim and repeats in Parshas Shreftim, Minayin Shi Yisrael of Akum Sheshlohem Din Veisig Zem Ze, Sheosa Loima La Akum, Lechim Yilakois, Lefishu Oiver Balav Shnema Makid Vorov LaYakov Kuko Mishpoto LeYisrael LeOsafein LeChol Goy. So the Shilta says clearly that there is an issur to go LaKoy Shal Akum with a non-Jew. Then that's the Shilta. That kind of showing is the Shilta. The obvious problem is that nobody ever sends a Hazmona to a Goy to come to a Bezdin. People go with a Goy LaKoy Shal Akum. Says the Divrei Hagoyinim. It's based on the shiltas. If there's a kula, it's a kula in the case of an akum who is a loitzayis dina. So what he says, the reason that we go l'arkoy shel akum is because we know that the akum is loitzayis dino. But when the akum is willing to go, there's no question that you have to call the akum to arkoy shel Yisrael. So the first problem is an obvious problem. And why is, if there's no difference between Yisrael and an akum, when I want to be tadeya, then why in the case of the Yisrael do I need Rishus Bezdin? In the case of an akum, I don't need Rishus Bezdin. Mechatesa, that has been abrogated. And also the reverse, which I don't have in the flourish in the shiltis, but it seems to me a dover poshut and they're rayas. What if you'll deal with a situation in which the akum is the teveya? Does the akum have a right to be teveya bifnei botei din shel Yisrael? And it seems to me, clearly, once we have the shiltis, it's a dover poshut, should be the same thing. I'll tell you, Ma'aseh Shehoyo, at the time when the Baby M case was in New Jersey, there was another case, began the same time, and still schlepping. Only that's not in the newspapers because it's in a jurisdiction where the records are sealed. Exactly a surrogate motherhood problem. Only the situation there involved a young couple, Bali Tshuva, who weren't able to have children. They entered into a surrogate arrangement with a shiksa who happens to be a Mennonite, and she's married to a person who describes himself as a conservative Jew. And they had the baby, and they paid the money, and the woman wanted to change her mind. She had karate. She claimed that there were certain other things that had nothing to do with the nimomenes that they didn't fulfill, and therefore she wants the baby back. By hi hayoim, I get a phone call from the woman's attorney, wants to know what the halach is if they go to a bezdin. If they go to a bezdin, will they prevail or won't they prevail? That's not today's shaila. It's a hatzlont of Asik, particularly since there was already gerus in that case on the child. They were megayer the child. The child was with the das of the mother, without a bitter Asik, the kids are meiser. So she wants to know what will happen in Bez and Shel Yisrael. So I told the attorney whatever I thought would be Bez and Shel Yisrael. So he wants to know how to go to Bez and Shel Yisrael. So I told him, send the hazmona. So he goes to a national Bezdin, or a Bezdin of a national rabbinic organization, not the Rabbinical Council of America, which doesn't say, don't send hazmonas, not a reflection on that. They don't send hazmonas, or at least that seems to be their policy. And by hi hayoim, we get a letter back, say, it was obvious from the attorney, but was obviously dictated by this couple's rov. And in the politest of lashonis, saying in effect that the Bezdin has no jurisdiction because a non-Jew cannot utilize the offices of a Bezdin to summon a Jew to a din Torah. That's the answer that's received. So to me, it was a dover poshut that if you can be Bezdin, if you're mechuyev to take the non-Jew to Bezdin Shel Yisrael, who adin v'uakam lehetach, the guy says he wants to be dan din Torah in the Bezdin Shel Yisrael. Where else is he supposed to go for din Torah? Yeah, I know, but there's a saying you can compel. Pashtus should be. Right, yeah, but do we have a hechetimtza of a goy coming to a business to Yisrael of Ade? But whether they can force the Jew to appear before the Bezdin, that's the shaila. Can be kai for the Jew to come, or does the goy have a right to say, "I want to go to Akoy Shalakum"? I'm a goy. I'm allowed to go to Akoy Shalakum. Where he's going to find Akoy Shalakum? Will pass Mashiach and Mrs. Neimer? I don't know. But or can he force to appear before Bezdin Shel Yisrael? So Baruch Hashem in the Kavitz Apreiskim, they're already in Seif Beferish. That the Akum also has a right to be Mazdin, Lebez, and Shal Yisrael. But look, where's the Shiltas? You have a Rishman. I don't see any difference in the Shiltas, whether the Yisrael is the Tadeya or Yisrael is the Nitzah. But the problem is, then, what's the difference between the Yisrael and an Akum? He assumes it's a Dover Poshut, that an Akum, you don't even have to bother issuing a Hazmona. You can right away go, Larkoy Yishal Akum. That's the first problem. To deal with that problem, there's a nesivus in Simen Chofches. The nesivus says that a ksav siruv you can give only when there's a mil, not in Chofches. If the nesivus is, where's nesivus? The nesivus says that you can give a ksav siruv only when it's a dover borer, that you can be moitzi moment. Kigoin and milvu bishtar. But if there's no milvu bishtar, you can't issue a ksav siruv. The ksav siruv, in effect, is, you have it. Where's the sifkot and gimel? It's a small little nesivus. Yeah. And the nesivus says that it's only chavov. It's only when it's a dover bor that you can be moitzi, and the Bezdin knows that you're chayiv, you can give a ksav siruv and let him go la'akos to collect the money. But if it's a milvah balpeh, or it's something that the Bezdin doesn't know that you're mechuyiv, and there's no way that the Bezdin can know absolutely that you'd be moitzi momen, you can't give a ksav siruv. So, again, another one of these little kivtzim that some dayonim use, the Orchis HaMishpotim, they ask the obvious question on the Nesivus. What's the person supposed to do? If you have somebody who's a late-sized din, he doesn't come to Bezdin Shel Yisrael. A ksav siruv you can't get. So how are you supposed to go to Bezdin Shel, how are you supposed to go to Arkoyes? So the Orchis HaMishpotim himself quotes a Marshal. Marshal in Achayvel says that the Iser Deraisa, first deal with the Deraisa, Lifneim V'Lifnei Etikichovim, is only in the case of Etzayiz Dina. But in Elaim, it's Minatir Midaraisa, it's Mutsu to go to Akkoyish Halakum. The whole Iser, whatever the Iser of the Iser may be, but if there is an Iser, let's say Akkoyish Halakum, it's only if a person is Etzayiz Dina. But if he is an Elaim who's not an Etzayiz Dina, Midaraisa, you don't need Natilis Rishus. Midaraisa, you can go right away to Akkoyish Halakum. Only the Losht Mashal is Takonahu Shenogu Bagoti Dinim Shavi Israel, Shloy Lodin, Vidine Arkois, Elod Netilas Rishus. That's a Drabonon. Midrabonon, you need Netilas Rishus. So they say that if, in the, they say the Nesidus himself would be made it, that you can go Lakoi Shalakum without Exav Siruv. But the difference is whether you're going Lakoi Shalakum with Rishus or you're going Lakoi Shalakum without Rishus. Lamai Nafkamina, whether you can collect Hitzos. If you go Takoi Shalakum with Rishus, if they give you a Ksav Siruv, then you can collect Hitzos also. If you go without Rishus, you have a right to go. You're not over on the right, and the guy Gav Nuli Gozru. But you won't be able to collect the Hitzos. In the Nesivis, you know, it's not Mashma that way, if you look into the Nesivis. Certainly not the Mashmois of the Nesivis. But the other Achrainim say clearly that you're allowed to go Lakoi Shalakum, and some of them say that even the Nesivis would be made that Kahai Gavna, you can go Lakoi Shalakum, and the only Nafkamina is with regard to Itzos. Sorry? The Marshal is not Fabel Simon Samachet. There's a tshuva in the Beis Dovid, it's lighter, Pittsburgh. It's also not necessarily the last and final word, but there is an interesting shaila. I don't quite understand the protim of the shaila, but the shaila was Chosn Shagonov Hanatin Im Hoyer Rishus Biyad Mukutonoi Loishivi B'Masar Oitzor Koy Lazmino Lachafeise B'Bezdin. The Chosn stole the Nat before the wedding, after the wedding. I don't know the Mitzvahs. And now the father-in-law wants to put him in jail. Does he have a right to put him in jail, or does he first have to be masmim him lebezdin? In the Matzkon, the last paragraph, he says he should first take him to Kostendim Hazmonet. If he won't come to the bezdin, then he can put him in jail also. We'll talk about putting him in jail later. But in the meantime, there's a few lines in the middle. One little paragraph, he says, Beniten didon, ula yishloimar, the ato of this man has there, she ain't your day new to kifa, vein koyach bezni yosef, vein biodom lechapis lechumish, viu hoyo gold with him lechapisoi, hoyo emru a shiel or clarkoyes, well, you go to Bezwell, doesn't tell you, you go to our clarkoyes, in kain, shu habi kiilu also, which was bezni. Now he doesn't shtel to the Nesidus, he doesn't talk about Hitzos, but he calls this even Bereshus Bezdin, the guy Gavner. You know, the other Achrayim say that if you're dealing with an Elaim, it's a Loitzai's Din, it's not a Milva Bishtar, Suf Nesidus, you can't get a Ksav Siruv if you're going, it's Shoy Bereshus. But he says it's even called Bereshus Bezdin. You can go Bereshus Bezdin, it's called going Bereshus Bezdin. He doesn't quote Nesidus, coin to Nesidus. I don't know how you could give a Ksav Siruv guy Gavner. How do you know he stole it? How is the Bezdin going to be Mavar that he stole the Natan? Unless you'll say that they have a right to be Geva Eid, the Shloibith Nebaldin, when the Baldin doesn't come, and we'll have Eidim, and then we can pass him the Shaila, we'll pass him the Zayr, and then send it. Alright, so going to the Sebus, and maybe such a Hefetimse. So whether it's called Rishus Bezdin or not called Rishus Bezdin is a problem. But Al Koponim, in all of these Achronim, you see that when you're dealing with an Elaim, you can go to Arkoy Shalakum, and according to the Nesivis, you can go even without a Ksav Siruv, at least so they want to learn Pshat in the Nesivis. If so, going back to the Marshal, we see a basic Yisoid in the Marshal. With Derises, we're not dealing with. Once we have the Marshal's Yisoid, that the whole Yisoid, with namely Arkoy Shalakum, is only for a Tzayiz Dina, that somebody who is not a Tzayiz Dina, there's no Yisr Deraisa. So all that we're left with is the Yisr Derabonon, that you need Rishus Bezdin to go. And if the Achrayim say that when there cannot be a Rishus Bezdin Lamashal, according to the Sivas, the Milva Balpeh, you can go without a Rishus Bez, and if it's an impossibility, then it may be that this is Pshat in the case of an Akum. In an Akum, they were never Machayevni, there was no such Takon in the first place to go to Bez. They knew already that the Akum is a Loitzai's Dina, so even a Milva Bishtar, they don't force you to go to Bez to get a Rishus Bez. Why should they do such a thing? As far as the Durabons are concerned, in the Durabons, it is a Loitzai's Dina, and we know he's Loitzai's Dina because he's a goy. A goy, by definition, is a loitzai yizdina. They don't go to Bezdin or Yisrael. So they were never machayiv you to go to get a ksav sir, never machayiv you to go for Rishus Bezdin. If that's true for Akum, I'm not saying it only as a limud zchus. It may be that if you're dealing with somebody who is a mumar l'chol ha'torah kula, or he's not a mumar, so he's a tinnik ha'nishpa. Hatinik Hanishpa, look how this is no different from an Akum. He's a loitzai yizdina, and just as we see, it's mukrak that from Maisim Bokol Yoim, not from this door, but from the Senarabim, but from Deiris, they never were mazin like an Akum to Bez and Shoy Yisrael, because they held it wasn't the Klal the Rabboma. So Mistoma, who Adin, who Atam, a Mumer, or a Tinik Shanishpa is also not the Klal the Gzeir. You're not Mechuyi to Matriach the Bez and to send Osmonis and to write a Ksav Siru, because they never were Machayiv you to get Netilus Rishus to go to Akkoyish when you're dealing with somebody's Zavari Lisai Yisdina. I didn't find it any place. I'm only saying that the Teres Lim Vitzchus. And Menashe Klein disagrees with me. But Mele, Lim Vitzchus, I think it is. Yes.
If you know the person will go to Pshat, but not the Din, you're able to do that?
I don't know why you're Mechuyiv to Pshara if you're entitled to Din. There is such a psak in the Boti Din Rabboni in Eretz Yisrael, your shayla, where you can force somebody to go to Pshara. And the psak there was you can't. I didn't know why it's a shayla that requires to be written up and to publish, because you'd be never partial. Bez Din can try to persuade jawbone. You want him to go to Pshara. But Baal Din says, I insist on Din.
He will go to your opponent. We'll either go to Pshara or our opponent.
Why should I be mechuyiv to go to Pshara? Mechateisa, I'm pretty even vater on the din. Mechateisa, Agat, in Tol Gonsan Bapshore, last time Rabbi Willig, I forgot what you said, but I remember pointing out that Rav Henkin claimed that refusing to sign a submission to arbitration to appear before a Bezdin, that doesn't mean Pshore. It means to go to a Bezdin is tantamount to being Messiah, that you can go to Larkois. It's not only Rav Henkin. I found also in the, which one do I find it in? In the Divrei Hagoini, a Tshuvas, Rav Henkin quotes nobody. He says it, Mitaim Adanashe. But I found he quotes, who does he quote? Abina Izdesha? No, Novas Desha. It's Shalos Tshuvas Novas Desha. I don't know who it is, but it was 100 years ago instead of 30 years ago, 40 years ago. But it's, they call it, what was the Loshan? They didn't, that's the compromise. It's a submission to arbitration. It's clear that's what he's talking about. He says he's a Messiah. Mavur b'shal shuvis navis desha. They actually didn't Messiah. He give him a ksatsir and go to Ben Gotakoisharaka. The only reason you're refusing to sign is because you want to leave yourself the out of not doing what the Dayanim say. So Afuchi Matrasalomali, all you have is Zilus to the Beidina. You're saying in advance you're not going to do what the Bezdin says. That's not Pshat you're going to Dentair. Going to Dentair and I won't do what they're telling me. That's not Pasay Sishikigangan. So Mamele, you have a right to assume to go to Akoisharaka. Alright. That's point number one. Point number two deals already with inyonim pliliyim or penal law. In the same tshuva in the Mishnah Halachas is the problem that you can't be a prosecutor, you can't be a judge, you can't be on the jury because they put people in jail. Shalai kedin. There's no such thing as jail in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. V'chule. And here it seems to me that the basic shayla, the shayla that has Baba in the same Harabim, occurred in the New York Times more than once in recent decades. Questions of individuals who don't want to testify in court because not allowed to be made connected to Yisrael in Arkoy Shalatum, particularly when these people are subject to incarceration. It's not Kafi Dina Yisrael, Mamela, it's awesome. Charlotte, are you allowed to be made or aren't you allowed to be made? There's no question they will force you to be made upon penalty of contempt. You don't get away with this time in our Kodesh Halakim. The real shaila is, are you included to go to jail rather than to be made? That's really what the shaila is. That's the point. The Mishnah Loch doesn't even talk about that. He's only worried about the first part. The lawyer, the prosecuting attorney, the judge, the jurors, and the rest. But it's the in a certain sense, the more serious shaila is whether you're mechuyev to go to jail, not to be made against a Jew. Chokhes Tziv Gimel. I mean, this is the one source that seems to cast some doubt upon the whole matter. This is the halacha of Akum Tevei Yisrael, and the Yisrael is Yidei Eidus LaAkum, whether he's allowed to be made, whether he's not allowed to be made. Then the last halacha in the Mechaber says, Siv Gimel, yeah. It's a Imitchila Yichtei HaAkum LeYisrael Liyis Eid Ikechil Hashem Im Lo Yoid Ed Ramo the Yoid Lo. Not just ikachil Hashem in lo yoid, but you're allowed to go and to be made. Agav, the Shach quotes the Tshuvas Ramos Simon Reis Samachtes. I don't know who that is. If anybody knows, I'd like to know. It's not the Ramos, because the Ramos only goes to Reish Lama Gimel. I have no idea who. I'm sorry, Kuf Lama Gimel. I don't know which Tshuvas Ramos he's quoting. But you know, be that as it may, the Machaber and the Ramo say that the Mokim Chil Hashem in Yichta Yisrael, you say he's allowed to go. Now, the Machaber here is talking in Dini Moments, and he's being made what is basically Eidus Emes, and he knows the Yisrael Hameid, the Klap Yishmaya, he's Mechuyif, exactly what he's being made. What if you will be dealing in some other situation where the penalty is jail? And the goy knows that you know. Are you allowed to go to be made? Nechil Hashem, that seems to me to be the basic shaila. Is there this category of Chil Hashem involving cases where the Akum is going to be ma'anish in a way that is not an einish kifi mishpatei hatayru? So let me begin with an analysis of what seems to me to be the gedorim of Chil Hashem. Now, Chil Hashem, I'm certain that my categories will not be exhaustive. The only problem is I don't know how to define Chil Hashem properly. Chil Hashem is certainly not to be defined the way it's colloquially defined. Anytime somebody does something, somebody doesn't like, so the scream is, it's a Chil Hashem. I mean, it's clear to me that if somebody will want to daven mincha because it's 2 minutes before the Shkia at 42nd Street and 5th Avenue, even if all debris are meranein and people scream, Chil Hashem, Chil Hashem, there's no slavic that he's mechuyev to daven mincha and finish. What do you mean Chil Hashem? Because people don't like it, that's a Chil Hashem. Everything that people don't like suddenly becomes a Chil Hashem. So what's the gather? What is the Chil Hashem? What isn't the Chil Hashem? So I'll begin, go min HaKovid HaLakal. The first Chil Hashem you find in Gimel Averis and even Betina and those things that you're in Chutu Mesa Nefesh, Farhesi or Bishas HaShemat. Fine, that's an exact Yisrael. Those are your Goyavar. That's Chil Hashem I understand. Those we have clearly defined with Halachas, Pesukas. That's the first category of Chil Hashem. Secondly, you find also, and if somebody does an Aveira B'nezi, in addition to the Aveira, he's also Aveira on Loisachalu Shem Kochi, and for some Rishonim, he gets Malkus for Loisachalu, others say it's a Lashon B'Klolus, so there's no Malkus on Loisachalu Shem Kochi. But there's an Yisur Chil Hashem, anyone who does an Aveira B'nezi, he's Aveira also on the Yisur Chil Hashem. What's the definition of Chil Hashem in that context? In that context, I understand it. A person does not. They are b'mezid. He is nechalel Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says, don't do it, and you're doing it. B'mezid, you're showing you don't care. That is the cheft of Chil Hashem, showing that you aren't concerned with a tzivui Hashem. That is the definition of Chil Hashem. That's the essence of Chil Hashem. What about other things? Who says that anything else enters into Chil Hashem? We find, seems to me, a third category of Chil Hashem in the case of an Odom Choshev. All kinds of things that an Odom Choshev isn't allowed to do because of Chil Hashem. Buying meat by HaKosev, Kedayim U'Kedayim. So what's the Chil Hashem there? It's not an Aveir. Nobody thinks it's not an Isra in the first place. So here I find several, if you take a look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, you find the Encyclopedia Talmudis bring sources, and it seems to me that there are differences in the sources. The Rambam in the Maimer Kiddush Hashem uses Saloshin Habriyis Merananin Acharo. People don't like it. They're Meraning. They don't like what he's doing. He doesn't explain more than that. I'm not sure what the Rambam means. I'll come back to the Rambam later. Rashi Luchuris says for himself. Rashi says two separate things in two different places. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel says that Bnei Odom Lumedim Imenu. People will learn from him. That I understand. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is only interested in one thing. He's interested in mitzvahs and aveiros. So this is now a new extension of the person does an aveira b'farhes. A person does an aveira b'mezid. Publicly, that's the only Hashem because you're showing you don't care. So here you have a new extension. It's lavdak if I do it myself. But if people will learn from me, I'm an Odom Choshev, I did this. Other people will do it as well. People will learn to do things and they will come lidei aveira. Nenele, since they come lidei aveira, that's also a form of Chilul Hashem. The Amiroim who bought Bahakoth, they were going to pay. But the people who will learn from them, they won't pay, so they'll be able to use their gezel. So that's a new kind of, it leads to other people doing aveiras. That's what Rashi says in Shabbos. Nele, whoever wrote the article in Encyclopedia Talmudis, puts in a note and says, that's not Shat in Rashi. He says that Rashi means not that people will do the Aveira, but that Shemitechom Yizbazu HaTeira VaHamitzvahs VeEinei HaBriyos. Lemedim Imenu, he says, doesn't mean Lemedim to do the Yisr, but it's Nizbazet. Even though this person won't go out in the old, he won't be over the Yisr Gezel, but the Yisr Gezel becomes weakened to him. He sees an Odom Choshev is over Gezel, so he thinks the Gezel can't be so bad, even though he himself won't do it, but it diminishes the Yisr in his eyes, and that's also a form of Chilul Hashem. Mele, could be. I don't know. It seems to me that the Rashi and Shabbos meant very simple. It leads other people to do Aveiros. And it leads other people to do Aveiros. That's also a form of Chilul Hashem. The only thing that leads me to give credence to the footnote, let me just finish this, is the Rashi in Yumen Peivov Omer Aleph, which seems to me to be a different sheet in Rishayim. Maybe it's the same Rashi. So he's giving you a new tam. There Rashi says that what's the Chilul Hashem of these things of an Odom Choshuv, of Ne Odom Rannin Mimenu, because people will see the Odom Choshuv Peroni is going Olo, the Yasi Surim, and people will think that they'll think that his discussing didn't help for him because he does these terrible things, and the nail it leads to a weakening of the horror that people have for mitzvahs, not machshiv mitzvahs as much. Menele, if you learn like the note in the encyclopedia on the first Rashi's, there's not such a merchak between them anymore. Otherwise, so it's two Rashi's with two different timing. We have now a different category of Chilul Hashem. That is restricted to the case of Odom Choshev, either because other people do Aveiros, or because the net result will be weakened respect for the mitzvah. So that people won't do mitzvahs, or people won't do with the same hislavos, or whatever. Yeah, I'm sorry. How does it fit with Rashi and Shabbos? Because Rashi doesn't say what he says in Shabbos. L'chure, according to all the Rishonim, Rav Yechon may not have done the Betzina, but there can't be a Chilul Hashem Betzina. Merana Nacharov isn't going to be Betzina. Rashi, even they Odom Lemeidim Menah can't be Betzina. So he didn't do Betzina, what he wasn't allowed to do for Hashem. He can't do for Hashem. He doesn't do for Chadish Adorim either. And if the whole Vork was Chilul Hashem, how can, according to all the Pshat and Daisi and Rishonim, it doesn't make sense if it's limited to Betzina. So he didn't do it at all, so he shouldn't do it when people see, or he's afraid people will see. Otherwise, it doesn't fit into this category of Chilul Hashem. Then there's another category of Chilul Hashem, which is a new category completely, and that's in the case of a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be mevazeh himself. A Talmud Chacham is a revava bigdoy. What's the bigdoy? Chazer's a revava bigdoy. So what? People are going to do isurim. The fact that revav doesn't mean shifazer. If it means any stain. So what's the big problem? That's absolutely nothing to do with aveiros. Nobody can possibly be mezalzel in isurim because the Talmud Chacham doesn't have a pressed suit. Elamai, this is a new category. This is because people will be mezalzel on the Kovet HaTorah. So here you have a Chil Hashem that has something to do with Kovet HaTorah. If it leads to a zilzel in Kovet HaTorah, that becomes a new category of Chil Hashem. Fine. So I have four categories of Chil Hashem. Now I have a fifth category of Chil Hashem. You find the category of Chil Hashem and of Kiddush Hashem, they go a flip side of the same coin, in the case of a goy. You have to be Maksim Aveda because of Kiddush Hashem. You're not allowed to be Maskiya Halvoy if he knows because that's the Chil Hashem. What's the Chil Hashem in the case of a goy? What are we dealing with here? The first definition of that Chil Hashem that would occur to me is that we're worried that the goy is going to think that you're discriminating against them. For a Jew, you would be Meshiv Aveda. To me, you're not Meshiv Aveda. A Jew, you wouldn't be Maskiya Valva. I lent you money, you're not paying back to me. The discrimination itself is a form of Chil Hashem. But it seems to me that that's not so. It's not so, first of all, Shor Shal Akum Shinogach Shor Shal Yisrael. You don't find a halacha that Chazal should have said that you have to pay chatzin nezek at least, just like you have to be meshiv aved because of Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Romans went back to, and they told the Jews they're doing that they were not going to be in the Gala in Rome because who knows what can happen if they find out in Rome that there is such a halacha. And there's any halacha discrimination, and they had to worry about it. It was even the case of Pikuach Nefesh. That's the Mashal's Kasha. Why weren't they Meshaker because of Pikuach Nefesh? And Achal Pikein, you don't find any place that Chazal should say that you have to pay Mipnei Kiddush Hashem. They made a halacha, you have to make sure that they made Kiddush Hashem, but they never made a halacha that you have to pay in the case of a Shor Shanogach because of Chil Hashem. If discrimination is what they were worried about, so that there should have been a kind of a blanket takone of Kiddush Hashem wherever there is a halacha of that involves discrimination in Akum and Yisrael. Yeah.
You're supposed to say that
the Gedurim Bedosis. The Goyim were Gedurim Bedosis.
And they themselves, from
their... The Miri, forget the problems with the Miri, but he's not going to help us. Because the Miri is now telling me, Gedurim Bedosis, I have to pay him. And what were Chazal talking about before they were Gedurim Bedosis? And when Chazal say, when the Chazal say you have to be Meshiv Aveda to the Akum, it was an Akum who wasn't Gedurim Bedosis. So why weren't they worried in that Akum Gufet? If that Kiddush Hashem, the ones who aren't Gedurim Bedosis, if in that Akum they were worried about Ashovas Aveda, but they weren't worried about Shor Shanogach Sapara, why, if there's one, if the whole Tam of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem in Ashovas Aveda and Afkot Havoah is because the Goy will say, look, because I'm a Goy, you're doing it to me, so why don't they do it across the board? What's the chiluk? Those goyim. What's the Miri telling me that there's a different category of goyim, and for them we have new chiyuvim. I'm still dealing with Chazal's goyim, not the Miri's goyim. Chazal's goyim, you see that Chazal, when he said Kiddush Hashem, they must have meant something else. They couldn't have meant this.
But the case is different. There, ever since, he owns property, the goyim own property. He gave all of us, those all of us. Over here we're creating a new chiyuv. It's my moment, it's mazik and my responsibility. The Miri says, in the Goyish mentality, if my moment is mazik, I don't have any responsibility. But there is no property there. I didn't take away any property from you.
But the reverse, Shor Shal Akum Shnor Shor Shor Yisrael?
Now, how about it?
But that's not halacha. So the net result was, the Goyim were mazik, so something was wrong.
Because from their point of view,
there's something wrong here. So why is there Chil Hashem? If the whole problem is, I go back to the Yisrael. I want to understand how Hafkos Havo and Hashavas Aveda. Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem.
Why are we not
Mazakir? No. I want to know what's the Machayit. Why does Chazal say I have to pay back when the Goy knows I borrowed from
him? The property actually was owned by the Goy.
True.
So now
the chiyuv is my mechuyit from the top of that up in that part. No, it's a simple test.
So
why am I mechuyit to give it back to the great Kiddush Hashem? What's the Thomas? Where's the Kiddush Hashem here? What's the great Kiddush Hashem? And what's the flip side? What's the Chil Hashem? What is it? Because the goy will say, I'm discriminating against them, right? It seems to me wrong. It seems to me that that's not what the Kiddush Hashem, the Chilul Hashem is. What it is, we'll see in a minute. I'll try to see if I can figure it out. Right? I mean, I've got this problem. The simplest thing would be to say, the Kiddush Hashem, the Chilul Hashem is because the goy sees that you're discriminating against him. You're not treating him like a mensch. Therefore, they were Machayev, Hashem, Shaved, and they'd Asher Haskos Havlov. I'm saying, if that's true, you see it's not across the board. I'll give you another example in a second. Yeah?
Can't it be easily distinguished one
involves sacrifice of gain
and one involves war?
One involves sacrifice of gain.
You're giving back what you really owe. Hashem is
thinking,
you return to that.
Ah, so you're telling me, all right. So you're telling me I don't, Kiddush Hashem does not have to cost me money. Yes, I never have to spend money for Kiddush Hashem. It's going to be another problem I'll come to in a second. All right, I'll give you that. All right, good, fine. I'll give you another Gemara. The Gemara of the Zohar Chavav Omer Alas. Sof Rav Yisuf Lameima Eiludi Eivedes Kichovim B'Shabes B'Skar Shori Mishum Eivo. This isn't costing anything. Not only that, but the Jews are getting paid for it. And it's also because of Niyaladen Lavedes Kichovim. But he thought that it was Mutir Mishum Eivo. Omele Abaye. No, there's no Eivo. We'll eliminate the Eivo. What do you need this new time of Eva? What's wrong with Chilul Hashem? Or is Eva Chilul Hashem? You don't have the Eva is not Chilul Hashem. Why weren't they afraid? Forget about a Abaye who comes with a good chiluk. Yeah, we can eliminate all the problems. We explain to them. It's a kegeder of mutir shichal shabbos achas leichal shabbos esharbe. So for us, we're shomer shabbos, so we sacrifice one shabbos for all the shabbos. For you, we can't do it. But absent that, Rav Yisus says the time is mishum eva. Why do you need a new time of eva? What's wrong with the old chilul Hashem? Unless you'll tell me the eva and chilul Hashem are one and the same thing, it's not. Eva is a new time completely. Haraya, for some rishonim, eva is even matir deraisa. Taisa says no, this is only drabonah. But some say that eva is matir deraisa here. Chilul Hashem, Kiddush Hashem, deraisas aren't mutter for Kiddush Hashem. I can't be meishiv and avedis lanatum if I have to take it through Rishus Rabbi Man Shabbos. Kiddush Hashem. Whoever said that Kiddush Hashem is deiche isuri Shabbos, and here for some at least. Eva is this Chilul Shabbos. For those refraining, this Eva was Pikuach Nefesh. Forget Pikuach Nefesh. What about the Kiddush Hashem, the Chilul Hashem? The guy feels discrimination. And Yisroel, you'll be Mialit. Me, you won't be Mialit. You're discriminating against me. L'chura, it has nothing to do with Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. However, it seems to me that if it's true, if what I'm saying is not true, were it to be true, I have a teretz for a difficult thesis in Bava Kamma. Thesis in Bava Kamma, Kuf Yud Gimel on the base, probably. Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. This is the Gemara. Rav Ashi had a cause of Burcha. He was walking. Chodesh shifted the goof of Padisa. There's a vineyard, and there are clusters of grapes that are the Toli Bay, Kitufe Dinabe, and there are grapes that are hanging outside the wall. Omri Lashame, Zil Chodzi, eat the Kutzi no, I see. If it belongs to a guy, bring me some of the grapes. Eat the Yisroni no, who lay I see. If they belong to a Jew, don't bring them to me. Shoma hu kusei daviyosid pardiso, omerle de kusi shori, omerle kavosi kusi shokul domi, yisroli shokul domi. The guy heard that he's discriminating. He's saying, if it belongs to a guy, give it to me. If it's a Jew, don't give it to me. So he went and he told him a maisa. He told him, I made this difference because I knew that the guy would take money from me and the Jew won't give it to me even for money, right? So, says Thesis, Nir Lari, Shekein Hoyadaita Mitzhila, it wasn't just a terrace of the guy. That's what he meant. Kamesha Heshiv Lakusi, the like Mesha Kusi Sefer. The Kay Sefer, the Gez Olkusi, Muthir, the Kilik Vignav, the Gzela. The Gnevi Kahil Hashem, Kishi Dalibasai. says Tosfos that Geneva would have been also because of Chilul Hashem. So the Achronim ask on Tosfos, what do you mean Geneva would have been also because of Chilul Hashem? Geneva is also because Gezel Akum is also. Make a case that the Rav Ashi held this Gezel Akum was Mutter. Gezel Akum would have been also because of these are Gezel, not because of Chilul Hashem. The Ran in the Gemara, the Ran learns differently from Tosfos. Where's the Ran? The Ran says as follows. It says the Ran, Rav Ashi hoitayti mitzchilik mashayt in agoy, umach mashagoyim einu makpidim bekach, lo yavi gezel, ela mechila. V'doyna lehefke. He told him to bring it to me, but the goy was going, don't care. Jews care. So it was mutter to take it from the goy, but not from the Jew. Mishum shagoy shoy shemeish also, Hifrish ben Yisrael legoy, and the goy heard, the goy saw that he's making a distinction between Yisrael and an Akum, therefore he told him whatever he told him. That's why he had to answer what he answered him. So for the Ran, he never intended to pay the goy. He was going to rely on Mechila, but now the goy is coming with a tiny discrimination, so this is what he answered the goy. He had to give the goy a teres. If you learn the Ran into Tosfos, then what Tosfos is saying, that it was Otzer with the Goy, he doesn't mean Yisr Gezel Mamish. He means that for the Goy, this would have, in the case of the Goy, he held it was Otzer once the Goy told him because of Chilul Hashem. The Goy sensed the discrimination, so now the entire difference was a difference because the Einei Hakusi, this was now a form of discrimination. Memeile is this kind of Chilul Hashem which is born of discrimination. So you'll say that Tosfos understands that these things they were Machayiv, vis-a-vis Anakum, because of Kiddush Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem is born of the fact that discriminating the Yisrael La'akum, so this wasn't Gezel Mamish, because it was really Mechila. Only the Goy doesn't understand it. This becomes a kind of Gezel that's also Mipnei Chilul Hashem, if there is such a concept of Chilul Hashem. But basically, I have trouble with the whole concept. The Gemaras, it seemed to me, are best understood in terms of the Smag. The Smag says of Shem. I don't know who's Chaylik on the Smag, but the Smag says the word. He says that these things are also to an Akum, because if you don't do them, or if you do what you're not supposed to do, Yen Ruin Teirul Yisrael. If I'm not Meshiv and Aveda to the Akum, he'll say, Ain Teirul Yisrael. If I'm Akiyas Halvoya, he'll say, Ain Teirul Yisrael. Now the Smag is a Chiddush Gadol V'Neira that has, it seems to me, applications, more significant applications in terms of Jews than in terms of Goyim. What's happening here? The Torah says, Hafkos Havoah is Mutter. It's Heter Gomer. The Torah says it's Mutter. But I have to give back the money I borrowed from the Goy, because if I don't, he'll say, Ain Teirul Yisrael. He's not more, it's the Goy. So what the Chachomi made all kinds of halachas of Chilul Hashem, because the Goy is a Toyah. He doesn't know, he's not Moritz. There's no Malachim. And he thinks I'm an Avarian. So we're back. Category 5 becomes Category 2. It's like an Aveira B'mezid. Doing an Aveira B'mezid is also because of Chilul Hashem. People think, they know it, they don't think, I'm doing an Aveira B'mezid. People see me doing an Aveira, this is the Cheft of Chilul Hashem. So it turns out that because the Goy thinks it's an Aveira, it's also a Chilul Hashem. He thinks, Ain't terribly Yisrael, here's a Jew who's not a Shemer Mitzvah. Ain't lochil Hashem Gerl Mizeh. I, the Goy is a Toye. It makes no difference if the Goy is a Toye. Even if he doesn't, even if he is a Toye, but he thinks I'm doing an Aveira, that goof is a Chilul Hashem. Memeli, if we come now to the Machaber in Tziv Gimel. What? Shorshel Hizik, the Goy apparently doesn't think that I'm be doing any aveira. The goy has no idea that there is such a thing as shor shel nagel should be chay. Make a taste on mukhim. What? What's the mirror? It's not so much because l'shitosam there isn't. They don't know that there's such a halacha. Right? Sorry? I'm sorry? Bizman hazeh, I don't know what will be bizman hazeh there in Zikin. There's got the Miri. When the Miri doesn't say it, that there is Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem. But now, yes. Who? Who's not Mubarak? Oh, you mean the Neri?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
but these. These aren't Mavat, right? Yeah, but I don't know, that's not going to help Rabbi Aram's kasha. Rabbi Aram, if this is the smag is the Yisod, that whenever the Goy thinks that I am an Avarian, there's an Yisod Chil Hashem, then the next question will be the one that Rabbi Brody raised before. How much am I going to spend money to in order to avoid the Yisod Chil Hashem? I'll come to that in a second. But it may be, and in terms of the Gemara, the Goy didn't know it was in the Pasuk. He had no idea about Chiyuvim of Karen. But I'll point the smack says definitely that that's pshat. You ruined early Yisrael. The case of the Mechaber and Siv Gimel is exactly the same thing. This goes not Morris. What? They'll soon find out if they'll be done b'snei bez and show Yisrael. Yeah. How often do you think that happened? How often do you think that happened? Yeah. They didn't find out. The Siyat Gimel in the Mechaber is exactly the same thing. What are we dealing about? What kind of Chil Hashem is this? He's Neidecho. And Neidecho is also to be made. Elamai, the Goy doesn't know that Neidecho is also to be made. All that he knows is that the Yisrael is being over Alim Lo Yagif and also Avena. So that's the Chil Hashem. I'm not being made for the Akum, and he thinks I'm being over on this deraisa of Im Lo Yagif and also Avena. Memele, according to the Smak, it seems to me that Yisrael Kahai Gavne is the same thing. I've had Yisrael Nam Oritz, who thinks that this is awesome, it's really Mutter. There'll be an Avera Chil Hashem to do whatever it is that he thinks is an Avera. There's an interesting truth in Igros Moshe. I never really understood it. There was a butcher on the Lower East Side, his name was Mr. Metzger. He saw Rav Moshe driving to Shul Erev Shabbos after lift benching. Huh?
Lady or something?
No, her husband wrote the letter. I know who it was. I don't know. All right, so it was Mrs. No, maybe it was Mrs. Metzger.
No,
it was
a lady.
The lady saw and told her husband, whatever. He writes a Moshe letter. How you talking that you're driving to shul after lift benching? No, so the answer is poshut. You're not Moshe. You know what you're talking about. I'm a quick bechayish for the sheet to say your aim, and the set to cover. He doesn't even mention the sheet to say your aim, and I'm allowed to do it. So that's what he answers. Then he adds, but I won't do it anymore. So what's up? Midas Chassidus is proving. Midas Chassidus to be mechazit amaratzis of amaratzi. Well, what kind of Midas Chassidus is this? But it may be that you need mitzvah hadin, you're not allowed. I don't know the gedorim anymore. If this, the smag is pshat, in this chil Hashem b'enei ha'akum, what is now a chil Hashem and what isn't a chil Hashem? Most significantly, is there a shear in how much I'm pleased to spend or to lose money? Yeah.
If you say this goes under chil Hashem, then you have to do everything what they think is right.
Well, certainly I can't do Averis. Just because
it's an Averis. I think they know it's a mitzvah, they think it's an Averis.
I'm not mechuyich in mivatel a mitzvah either. L'chur. Chil Hashem would be deich and mitzvah saseh. Certainly not.
Sure, it's interesting. It is. Let's take the case of Hashem's Vedic book.
Yeah.
Right.
Kiddush Hashem is not, right? This is no law. I don't know if that's a mafia. It's no longer a lisafonim. I don't think you're. It's not pshat that. Not lisachonim. I'm not over on. Right. I'm not over on the east of Mimeshi to Anaku because I don't think it's pshat that Kiddush Hashem is a matir and pagan esedei chaleisase. Kiddush Hashem is not being doich and yisur. Pshat is I'm not being meshiv mareve. I'm now spending money for Kiddush Hashem. I'm not being master b'teiris hashavas aveda. I'm being master b'teiris of an ikdashti. No, it's not b'seif any yisrael for the yakul. It's a new kiyum. I'm giving it back, not b'teiris hashavas aveda, but b'teiris the mitzvah of mitzvah kiddush Hashem l'churi. Yeah.
As opposed to the Goy is not included in front of Israel, and the Jew is. So for the Jew, there's a thing of
he didn't like what I'm doing, which you're doing is wrong, right? By a goy, there's no such plea. And one should argue just in the contrary, that the Islam says applies uniquely to a Jew non-Jew. It does not apply to a Jew-Jew relationship.
That the smog is Yom Rain Terrorly Israel.
Right, that's no Jew is going to say Ain't Terrorly Israel. Jew is going to say Ain't Terrorly Israel.
Well, the Goy also doesn't say Ain't Terrorly Israel. He just says this mitzvah is not least. They're not doing this mitzvah. He sees the Jew doing everything else.
I'm not sure that whole rationale applies to the relationship between the Jew and the Jew, because another Jew is less likely to undermine. Another Jew is more likely to say, oh, he's not observant. Oh, he doesn't know me. Oh, the rabbi's not hard. As opposed to. The Goy is going to say, oh, the whole system sinks.
Maybe.
Right, the Goy is going to say, ain't talking about the Jewish, halacha doesn't mean anything. It's all nonsense. Whereas the Jew isn't going to say that. The Jew is going to say, oh, this rabbi is saying.
Why is it worse than the Rashi and Shabbos? Who says that the net result is that it becomes nivza ve'enei ha'om. They see that people aren't doing it. Well, it's not a different shot.
Rashi is saying that it's a degradation.
Rashi
is saying
that
there is
still Torah
there.
No. I'm adding it to him.
Yeah,
I'm saying...
When the Goy says, ain't Torah Israel, it doesn't turn the Goy into an Amar. And he's not Mechuyev in Torah. The Goy is observation. He said, oh, there's no such thing, there's no thing in Torah. Rashi, she did that. The Goy is normally something that appears up to go meet other people to do Torah. Like the first day in Rashi,
What you're saying, if I can put it in different words, is you're saying that ein achinami, and that's what Chazal says in the case of a Jew in Olam Choshev. Only to an Akum, every Jew is an Olam Choshev. Right? Because he thinks every Jew is representative. And among Jews, it was only an Olam Choshev that refreshed for these things. If it's not an Olam Choshev, nobody's going to look at it.
And the whole yeah. Relationship doesn't apply between a Jew and another Jew.
That's what you're saying, because a Jew will not interpret the action of a Stam person this way, but a Goy interprets every Jew's action this way. Because to the Goy, every Jew is like the other culture of Chazal. Maybe. It could be. Let's go a step further. If there is now this new halacha of Chil Hashem as it applies to an Akum, so what if a Goy thinks that Grom of Inazok is Chayiv? I'm going to have to pay a Goy. Goy today think Grom of Inazok is Chayiv? I hear tell. Why I now have to pay if I'm Geirim and Ezek to an Akum because of Chil Hashem? How much is the shear? How much am I going to have to pay? What's the shear here? You don't find a halacha that says that I have to go and pay an Akum for Grona because they'll say, entirely Israel. Or what if the Goy thinks that there's a fee of Shen Bershus Aravim? I'll not have to go pay him for Shen Bershus Aravim. Well, that was your thing before with Shor Shanogach, for Karen. And because they'll say entirely Yisrael if I don't pay him. And what? Where's the mocker? Where does it come from? If it's mamish, you should be Yor Goyaver. Right? Morgan Coleman. Right? And you're rephrasing my question. Right? Exactly. I'm going to Aveir B'mezi. Every Aveir B'mezi should become Yorik Val Yavar. Every Aveir, not even B'shas HaShemad. It should be Yorik Val Yavar. What? Yes, clearly. Right. So Rabbi Yagid is asking, where's the mocker for all of this? Where's it all come from? It can't be the Gimel Aveiris, and it can't be the Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem of Yorik Val Yavar in the Farhesia. So where do you get all of it? Where does it come from? What's the mocker? And what are the Gedorim? Good. That's it. That's what I'm asking. The similar question will involve what we began with. What if they say that if you allow your cow to eat Rishus Rabim, you go to jail? Instead of paying Nezek Sholem, they make you go to jail for it. Does this mean that I now have to take every Jew and put him in jail if he's over the Yisr Shen Rishus Rabim, which to them is a penal crime? Or I turn over every Jew to them if they have various criminal sanctions for such things. So basically, the question is, what is the shear, and how far do you have to go in order to remove even what Chazal defined as a Chil Hashem? So first of all, in Siv Gimel Luchur, we see that a person has to suffer loss because of Chil Hashem. The Mechaber says that if mitchilo yichdu akum liyisrael liyis eid ikol hashem hashem in loyoid, so he goes and he's made and they're going to be made some money. That means that the Jews losing money here. It's costing somebody money. The chil hashem of the machaber is something which in the end is going to cost somebody money. So you see that there is some kind of chi of momen in cases that involve chil hashem.
And that's a very peculiar kind of law. Well, I
said
that I borrow money, pay the money back. That's not such a big loss.
I agree. Right. And that's not because it's not such a big loss. Not because it's not such a big loss, but because basically he owes the money.
Well,
come down and say. I'll give you another case. What if you have a situation where somebody found an aveda that belongs to an akum, and somebody found an aveda that belongs to an akum, and he's mechuyev to be ma'aseh because of kiddush Hashem, and now there are two eidim. The akum is being tevei his aveda, and we have two Jews who are eidim, and they want to go to be made in our koyish al akum. Are they allowed to be made in our koyish al akum to be machayev the Jew in Ashovas Aveda, which is included anyway because of Kiddush Hashem, right? It would sound to me to be a good case. Chazal were machayev you anyway to give back to Kiddush Hashem, and we've already seen, although Rabbi Brody has a taina, but it seems to be you have to allow yourself to spend money for this. So why shouldn't they be allowed to be made? To be forced into the master of the Aveda, which is Mechuyev anyway, because of Kiddush Hashem. So I have a Marshal. The Marshal isn't exactly this case, but it's a very similar case. He says, a Teich HaDvorim. And he gives us an example. Meitzi avedi shel goy shekvar zocha b'Yisrael shlo yochol oiso shemotzo lahachziro mivnei kiddush Hashem. Why? Etc. He's dealing not with two Eidim wants to be Machayev, but a Yisroel who knows. Reuven found an Aved that belongs to the Goy. I'm going to take it away from him and give it back to the Goy. Reuven's Machayev to give it to the Goy. Why shouldn't I be able to take it and give it back? On that, the Marshal says that the Yisroel can say to him, "Kiddush Hashem b'shalacho." Kiddush Hashem with your money, not with my money. So something is very odd. Chazal were machayev. So why can't this person be teisus for the Akum? I owe it to the Akum. It's like taking our mitzvahs. Be teisus me on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And certainly, we're not going to say that this halacha is totally machlis, it's based in the Siddhis, where the kvi is only in Bezdin, or whether any soul can be faithful. The simple halacha of kvi, with a din of kvi, if anybody can be faithful on mitzvahs, I should be able to be faithful on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But says that he quotes Amaran, he says that, Tekarish Hashem b'sholacho, sure, Chazal were machayiz me to return for Kiddush Hashem, that seems to be a chila kakafta de gabra here, it's even a drabona. But you have no right to be kafing me for it. The basic concept of Kiddush Hashem apparently involves not an absolute chi, it's to be mighty moment. And he's got a time that he can tell him, go be Mekadosh Hashem b'sholacho, but don't be Mekadosh Hashem b'sholi. My case, which is, you know, I just put it into the categories of Simen Choches, you'll have two Eidim who will go be made by Kodei Shalakum to force me to be Master Aveda. That's exactly the same case as the Marshal's case. If I can't take it and give it to the Akum, I can't go Lakoi Shalakum to be made to take it back. The Kaddish Hashem Shalakho, I have no right to be made to the moment. This is called being made to the moment Shalakidin. Because, Midine Hatayrid, Yisrael Hamaiti, he was Eichet. Now his moment is. And you can't go take money from him, Shalakidin, even the Mokim Kiddish Hashem. Here we see we are taking moment. We'll be Machalik in a second. Yes. Yeah.
It seems to me that it would depend on whether or not the Jew was looking to give back the Avedim, it's just looking to start with the Goyim.
Yeah, sure. If you'll be dealing with the case of Yisrael staying in our Kodesh and say, yeah, I want to give it back. I just don't know who the owner is. Yeah, sure. And I don't want somebody else to sue me tomorrow in our Kodesh. Sure. The Kahai Gavna, obviously there can't be an issue because you're not taking money from the Yisrael from the Ritzonai. But we're dealing with a case where the Jew doesn't want to give it back. You're not going to be made in our Kodesh Shalakum. It seems to me that according to the Marshal, that'll be absolute loss. It'll be Gezel. It'll be Gezel Mamish. You have no right to be made to take away money that they were already zeicher. I have a chiv of kiddush Hashem, so he has a chiv of kiddush Hashem. He doesn't want to be mekayim it. You can't be kofer to. You can't be kofer for him to be mekayim it. Now, if that's so, then we have to go back to the halachas that you find in Siv Gimel and the in Siv Dalet. Also, first of all. Let's deal with what we find in Siv Gimel. If the goy can be meitzi kedin, dahainu, there are two eidim. He has two eidim. There you're allowed to be made. We'll forget about halvor. But he has moment that belongs to an akum, and there are two eidim. When there's a chiyuv in din, and he could have prevailed in Bezdin Shal Yisrael with these two eidim, you're allowed to go to Bezdin Shal Akum, Tarkoy Shal Akum, you're allowed to be made. That's clear. If so, what's happening in this case? We have an Eid Echod. The Eid Echod knows that the Yisrael is chayiv. He knows that the Yisrael has Momen Akum Biyodi. Forget Halva. He has Momen Akum, Gezel, Bekodin, whatever it is. It's Momen Akum Biyodi. And the Yisrael knows that Kapi Shmaya Galya is entitled to get it back. It's true in Bezdin Shal Yisrael, the Akum couldn't be Moitzi. But Kapi Shmaya Galya, this Jew knows the Sky of Momen. Why can't he go be made in Akoy Shalakum? Horaya, if he is made in Akoy Shalakum, what happens? If he's made, Sheker will be Moitzi Momen. If he's made the MS, we're not Moitzi Momen from him. And if we don't know whether it's true or false, so he always says, "I'm Meitzi Machaveru of Araya. You prove it's false. We're not Meitzi Momen from this Eid Echad if he goes. Instead, it's Mishamtin on Lay. But we're not Meitzi Momen. So why should we be Mishamtin? Why should we put him in favor for doing this? Why can't he turn around and say, I'm an Eid Echad. I know that he did it. It was in my presence. And whatever I did was Kedin. Secondly, the Sma says that if he's an Odom Choshuv, he's allowed to go be made L'chatchila. The Shach says he's not allowed to be made l'chatzila. May we'll come to the Shach later, maybe. But the Sma says, I'm allowed to go be made l'chatzila. If there is some Yisr to be made narkoy shalakum when you're only a Neid Echod, how is this Yisr nitzchah for an Odom Choshuv? I don't understand. Yisrim don't apply to an Odom Choshuv. Doesn't make sense. I'll ask a stronger question. Im itchila yichde akmu Yisrael, that's where it's mutzik because of Chil Hashem, right? He's still only a Neid Echod. If there's some Yisr involved, how does this Yisr become Yitzchah for Chil Hashem? That's what I said before to Rabbi Arms. I'm not aware that you can be over any Yisr, Gereis, or Drabonon, because of Chil Hashem. You can't be Meshiv and Aveda even by going through a Carmelis on Shabbos. The Yisr Drabonon of it, so isn't going to become Mutter, but Mokim Chil Hashem? The Chil Hashem isn't Matter Yisr. Chil Hashem prevents you from doing things that otherwise are Mutter. But Chil Hashem isn't matter any Yisr. If there's some Yisr to be made in our Koyi Shalakum, then how is that Yisr Nitzeh become Mokim Chil Hashem? That Yisr can't simply disappear. It seems to me that we're dealing with something that isn't Osir Mitzad Hadin. What this person who's being made in our Koyi Shalakum is doing is basically Heter Gomer. He knows, probably Shmaya Galya, that the Jew owes this money to the Yakum. He should give it back. Of course the Gemara says it's also and Mishantin Lay because it was Eivar and it's Yisr Drabonon. We created a new Yisr Drabonon to prevent him from doing what he has done for a very simple reason. The reason is simple. Because A, we don't want every Eid Echad who's being made Sheker to go to Bezdin Shal Akum, and B, even if only Tzadikim and Cherim and Emonim would go to Darkoi Shal Akum, sof at the Din Torah. We don't want the Goy to get more in Darkoi Shal Akum than you could have gotten in Bezdin Shal Yisrael. It's a kind of a policy decision. We don't want people to do in our Kodesh HaLakrim what you can't do in Bez Nishol Yisrael. The Tirsus of Ishnai made him Yokum Dovar. You, the Eid Echod, even if what you're doing is Kedin, you have no right to manipulate the Kodesh HaLakrim to be Meitzi moment from a Yisrael, even if you are being Meitzi moment Kedin. That's the Issu the Rabbanon. What do they do with it? They enforced it with a punishment of Nidui. More than Nidui, they weren't Mechayim. Mimele, you see something very basic. The Yisod of Adam Choshev, that's a Rosh. The Rosh says that if he is an Adam Choshev and he can't be Mishtamet, he's allowed to go to be made. What do I see in the Rosh? The Rosh has analyzed the Gemara, and the Rosh says that this Isur to go be made, Narkoi Shalakim, for the Goy, it's based upon a consideration. But that consideration isn't absolute. When you can't be mishtamet and you're an odom choshuv, and there'll be meitzi moment on the basis of this odom choshuv, you're allowed to go. Kahai gavna legos rabbi rabbonim. When you've got these two considerations, one against the other, the chachomim allows you to go and to be made. More important, forget the rush, the application of the case of Chil Hashem. What I see is that the Isur the Rabbonon of going to be made Nakoi Shalakum is Nitche because of Chil Hashem. In other words, B'mokum Chil Hashem goes to Rabbonon. Not the pshat that they said that you have to spend money and be Mechaye the Yisrael money in order to be Minei Chil Hashem. There's no such halacha that you be Mechaye the Yisrael money in order to be Minei Chil Hashem. You can't be made against this Meitzi Aveda when it's going to cost him money. In this case, he owes the money, and the Yisrael knows he owes the money. The only thing that we have is this Yisur Rabbonon to go and to be made in Akoy Shalakum, Bimokim Chil Hashem, Loi Gozrim. Wherever there was a Chil Hashem, this is a negation of whatever reason that underlies the Takone, and Kahai Gavna Loi Gozrim. Ad Kedei Kach, there is a Marshal that I learned incorrectly when I saw the Mashal first in the Shach. If you take the Shach, Sif Koten Zayin, Imitil Yichdei Ho'akum, Kos Mashal, Oishen Markishim She Yisrael Yedeya Bedova, not just Yichdei, but the Goyim know that the Jew knows. V'ikil Meikash Lepitul Kiyumim Shal Yehudim Neid L'chatzila. What does that mean? What does it mean? V'ikil Meikash Lepitul Kiyumim Shal Yehudim. How did you explain? You understood it? It was Abel.
Yeah.
Abel. Okay, good. I also understood it as Abel. We're afraid people kiyumam shall Yisrael, and it may be even the kind that leads to Chil Hashem. That must not lead to Pekuah Nefesh, right? They'll chase you out, right? They'll wipe you out. So you're dealing with a matir Pekuah Nefesh, right? The best matir of all. You're allowed to go because the net result is going to be Pekuah Nefesh. Only if you look in the Mashal, that's not what we're talking about at all. This doesn't involve Pikuach Nefesh at all. It begins, says it's a Rosh. It says the Rosh, Kol Shkein Bizman, it begins, in Yichdu HaGoy Mitzul Yisrael is Eid Yichil Hashem. That's what the Makabras Halacha. The Makabras Halacha comes from the Rosh. The same Rosh continues and says, the Kol Shkein Bizman Hazeh. Shechayk li Yisraelim b'medinas Ashkenaz u'peilin u'biham. I don't know what biham is. Bim. Bohemia. Oh, good. Bohemia. Good, right. She'en shum goy nemon lohoyid eid Yisrael im lav she Yisrael ima, which I presume means a goy can't bring a witness in a akoy shalakum. He can't bring another goy unless he has at least one aid who's a Jew. That's the chok. Against the Jew, it was very nice of him. You can't be Meitzi moment from a Jew without two Eidim, one of whom has to be a Jew. Right? The ima Yisrael yechake reidusoi, yevatu zehachoi, v'yaminu legoi lohoid al Yisrael. And that's bad. We don't want that. We don't want going to have nemonis connected to Yisrael. So that if the Jew won't go be made for the Yakum, there will be this bitul kiyumon. What's the bitul kiyumon? There'll be mevatu zehachoi. The Chayit says that you have to have a Jew to be made against the Jew. And that, the Shach is quoting, this is the beginning of the column, the last line, the Mashal, V'chein heche di'ichtu ha'goy, ishein ma'gishim shisri yidei dover, v'ikach shash levato chayit v'datz kiyumim shol yudim. What's the datz kiyumim shol yudim? Chase out of a country, that's what I thought. But that's not what the Rosh was saying, it's not what the Mashal is saying. What are we afraid? they're going to be mavatal this chayk that says that no goy has namonis against the Jew. We don't want that. Therefore, in order not to be mavatal that chayk, even if they don't know that you know, just, you know, they've got a vague suspicion. There's no chil Hashem. What kind of chil Hashem? You can raise a chayrois. But afalpikin, you can go even lachatzila. So what's pshat in this? Al korcha, that must be pshat. The Rosh, it's a chidish godel of the Rosh. We couldn't say it, neither Rishon to say it. In the Gemara, you see it's an Yisr Rabbonon. And the Rosh is saying that the Yisr Rabbonon is bottled because Kai Gabna Li Gozru. Wherever there's any, you know, serious concern, that if you won't go, Lakoy Shalakum, there may be some avlet to Jews. Either it's Chil Hashem, that's one avlet. An avlet to a Jew. A Jew's believe in Kiddush Hashem. The net result will be Chil Hashem, or it'll be Bitul Ki Yumim Shal Yehudim, this chok, with which Jews have benefited. Kahai Gav Nali goes to Beirabonah. But it's basically only because, Meikar Hadin your Mechliyid. The Eid Echod knows that you owe the money. You really owe the money. Only the Jew would have had an Eitzah not to pay it, and Chazal didn't want you to be making money with an Eid Echod. Kahai Gav Nili Gozru, and the Eid is allowed to go if he knows he's being made Eidus Emes. If he knows it's the Emes, he's allowed to go and be made. Memele, if you take this now to other cases, what's the whole big sign? We all began with you see Allah and Mechaber that says in the Tili Yichu Akmi Yisrael Allah Liyis A Iki Chil Hashem Loyoy. So wherever the Chief do, they know that you know there's a Chil Hashem if you don't go and you're not made. If we take it now to other cases, including criminal cases, so they know that I know Eidus. Does that mean I have a right to go and be made? You can't bring a riot from this. Here we see only that I'm allowed. I'm allowed to ignore the Yisr Rabbonah because Kai Gavna Le Gozru. They weren't Gozru. I shouldn't go and be made Narkoi Shalakum. What if they would be making moment Shaloi Kidin Narkoi Shalakum? We see no place that for Chil Hashem I could be behind somebody else's money. Adarab, I saw the Marshal who said that even in the case of Ashova Saved, where Chazal were Machayev me, I can't be placed with somebody else. And he says, Kaddish Hashem b'sholocho, not with my money. You can't be Mekaddish Hashem with my money. It seems that this mitzvah, Kiddush Hashem, is a kind of mitzvah kiyumis. Yeah, it's more than mitzvah. Chazal or Mekayev me. But you're not making moments for it. I have a chiyuv to be, you know, the Kiddush Hashem of the Master Aveda. I have a chiyuv to go do it. But in that case, it's the Rabbonon. In other cases, there's no formal Rabbonon. It's l'chura sama mitzvah kiyumis, for which you can't be kleiser, and for which you certainly can't be mitzi moment. So the net result would be that you certainly can't bring a riot from Simon Chokhtes, that just because a terrible Chil Hashem, what's the Chil Hashem going to be? The goyim will say, Jews don't testify against fellow Jews. That's a terrible thing. They'll testify against the goy. I'm not sure you can testify against the goy either. That's a separate problem. But they say that you can't test, they say that these Jews won't testify against another Jew. That's a Chil Hashem. The answer is, so what? If the Jew isn't mechuyev to sit in jail, how can I put him in jail? In or forget jail. It's something that involves a financial penalty, a fine. They're going to be Meisni Momin, which in Halach is Shalei Kedin. So what if there's a Chil Hashem? That Chil Hashem doesn't mean that I can go and testify Keneged. This Chil Hashem that you find in Machaber of Gimel is only a negation of what otherwise would have been an Yisr Rabbonon, where the person is basically Mechuyiv Mitzar Adin. So Memele, we have Kama Vekama Chiluki Dinim. The Chiluki Dinim seem to me to be very simple. The first thing you have to know is whether the Goy has a right to put the Jew in jail. If the Goy has no right to put the Jew in jail, then if I can't be Moitzi Momen from the Yisrael for Chil Hashem, then I certainly can't put him in jail for Chil Hashem. If he does have a right, then everything is different. Whether he has a right or not, that's a different parasha. That's Nakash. I've written about it already. And there may be Rishonim who hold that an Akumeis Tamshi has a right to put a Jew in jail. If he has a right to put a Jew in jail, then everything will change. But if we assume like the Rishonim, I think it's the Shittas Rambam, that the goy has absolutely no right ever to put a Jew in jail, then the fact that there's a Chilul Hashem b'dover is le'maylevu le'mayri, you have no right to be made. If I can't be made in the moment, because of Chilul Hashem, when B'dinei Yisrael not chay of the moment, so certainly you can't put the person in jail just because it's a Chilul Hashem. If we're dealing with a situation, or you're dealing with the Rishonim who hold that they do have a right to put a Jew in jail for being over on Dinehem, and the Yisrael can be Mishtamet, there's not a Yideya. He doesn't know. The Jew can be Mishtamet. Is he Mechuyif to be Mishtamet? There too, it seems to me that it's Zayme Mamish to case where there are two Eidim, and we're dealing in Hafkos Halvoy, when there's no Chilul Hashem. But Hafkos, it's the Chayt of Yod is Goy's father. That's how the Machali. Was the Chayt of the father, the Chayt of the Yisrael himself. If we have two Eidim who know that I owe this person's father money, and they'll go and they'll be made. So they'll have our office in the smart. If they'll go and be made, we're not making a moment from the Jew. Why? Because I owe the money. But L'chatchila, they shouldn't go and be made. Why shouldn't they be made? Because Hafkos Havo is Mutter. If Hafkos Havo is Mutter, why are you going to be made in Hakoy Shalaku? Hafkos Havo is the pshat that the Israel owes the money, but there's no Priyas Balfei Mitzvah, so Mela, let it remain a Choy forever. It remains a Choy. But if you take it, you can't call it taking money Shaloi Kedin. Mela, these two Eidim aren't doing it Shaloi Kedin. It's not Shaloi Kedin, so we can't be making a moment from them. But Mishtamet, they shouldn't be Mishtamet. I come to ask Rishayla, we'll tell him, why are you doing an avos to the Yisrael? The Yisrael is doing Kedin. He is not paying back because Hafkos Havo Shaloi B'mokim Chilul Hashem, and Hafkos Havo Shaloi B'mokim Chilul Hashem is Mutter. So if you tell me that the Akum have Rishus to be Ma'anish Yisrael, so it's no more than a Rishus, L'chur. At best, the Rishonim hold it's mutter, but no more than mutter. And if I can't be mishtamet, so l'chatchila I should be mishtamet. But now, what if the Akum is a Yedeya? He knows that the Yisrael knows. Kahai gavne, should he be mishtamet or shouldn't he be mishtamet? If you establish first that the Akum has reshus to put this Jew in jail, and B, he is a Yedeya, he knows. So if it's Kedim, v'mokim chil Hashem, maybe he's allowed to go. It's like the case of two Eidim who are going to be made to the Halvoa where there is chil Hashem. There they're allowed to go l'chatzila. I can't go be made to the Humeshiv Aveda for chil Hashem. The smart doesn't bring that halacha. But that's clearly the Marshal's halacha. To make you be Meshiv Aveda for chil Hashem, I'm not allowed to because I'm being made to the moment Shalai Kedim. It's your money. Kaddish Hashem b'shalacha. Not that person's money. I'm allowed to go l'chatchila. Why am I allowed to go l'chatchila if I promote chil Hashem? Because it's the goy's money. I'm not taking money from you, shaloi kedin. Mainly, if the goyim are yedeya that you know edus, and it's mutter for them to put you in jail, it'd be mutter l'chatchila to go be made promote chil Hashem. I don't know if it's a mitzvah to go l'chatchila, but it certainly would be mutter to go l'chatchila. So that shaila basically seems to be contingent on the shaila I'm not talking about today. Namely, whether an akum ever has a right to put a Jew in jail. If the akum never has a right to put a Jew in jail, then clearly you can't be raya's, as I've seen some people have tried to do, but you can't bring raya's from Sif Gimel, because Sif Gimel is limited to a case when Klapi Shmai Galia I owe the money. And the aid is being made for what is really chayiv in Dinei Yisrael. Just procedurally, Dinei Yisrael in Shnei Eidim, and then as he should go and be mechayiv many way he can, but Chazal didn't want him to do it to Midin Yisrael Rabbanon. And the Rosh says, Kai Gavna Legozer. That's what we're dealing with. But we're dealing with Siv Gimel where there's something where there's basically a chiyuv. This chiyuv Hashem is not a mechayiv. The Chilul Hashem of Siv Gimel isn't mechayev anything. The Chilul Hashem takes off the Yisur Rabbanon so that the aid is made for what is a Chiv Dereisit, a Chiv Torah. He's being made that you owe money to the Akum. You can't bring a Raya from that Chilul Hashem to some place where there is no Chiv to the Akum, whether it's a Chiv Momen or a Chiv Matzah, a Chiv to sit in jail. Kahai Gavda, there's no mitzvah of Chilul Hashem, or there's no Yisur of Chilul Hashem that sanctions being made in Momen from Yisroel. We don't find such things. And Alachas Kama V'Kama, there's no Chiv of Chil Hashem or no Yisro of Chil Hashem that allows you to put somebody in jail. Nitnei Chil Hashem. The only Shaila is if the Akum has a right to do it, b'dinehem kifi mishpatei ha'teirah, then we can talk further and we can analyze the cases of whether he can be mishtamed, whether he's allowed to be mishtamed, whether he's mechuyev to be mishtamed, or whether he may have a reshus to go and be made. But if it's clear that b'dinehem they're not mechuyev or they're not allowed, then you have no right to go. You find in the mashal in the mashal in Nida. He says Sheval Tasa. And he doesn't explain why. I understand the Mashal very simply. The Mashal held that at best there's a reshus for the Akum to be ma'anish in criminal matters, and if you can be mishtamed, you should be mishtamed. It's like a halacha psuki mukhiti mishtamed. If you can't be mishtamed, so he held that was the same thing. Even if they have a reshus to put you in jail, but they don't have a mitzvah to put you in jail, it's not a chiyuv to put you in jail. Memele, it's like hafkos halvos shaloi b'mokum tefilo Hashem. He doesn't talk in cases where it's yedeya. Yedeya is the added crinkle. That's more complicated. But with an Ein Yedeya, the Mashal, the other Achrayim would say exactly the same thing. That there's the proper conduct of Shev Al Tasa. And they don't say that it's Osir, but they say that Shev Al Tasa, and I think it's Mamish Deme, to the case of two people being made for Hafkos Halvosh, Shaloi B'mokum Tefilo Hashem. If they'll go and be made, you can't be made in moment because it's Kedin. Everything he did is Kedin. He'll come to ask with Hayyid to be Mishtani. Why should he be there in Mehezit Yisrael for no good reason? He can't be made in moment because this is the nature of Hafkos Halvosh. If it's paid, it's paid Kedin. But the Jew's not Mechuyev to go run and pay. He doesn't have to volunteer to pay. The Jew doesn't have to volunteer to sit in jail, and you don't have to volunteer to put him in jail, even if the guy is putting him in jail Kedin.